Locals Only with John Bowe.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday evening.
Radio Nova.
And now we're back and we're going to be chatting with Paul Byrne, who's a Manchester United fan. Paul, how can you do this to me? you're best known for your work with Intuanua. You were the drummer with the band. What's actually happened with Intuanua? Are they sort of gone now? Are they finished altogether? Or any ever sign of them coming back?
Well, we're playing a gig in the Olympia on November the 16th.
Brilliant.
In aid of Pieta House. It'll be ourselves and the Benzini Brothers, which people will know under a different name to do with flowers. And Blink will be playing. Nick Kelly from the Fat Lady Sings. There's a whole list of bands. So,
and you're still going. Like, Intuanua are still like touring and all that.
We did the Electric Picnic 2 years ago, and we got back together in 2004, and we did a tour. And
how long were you off? Like, how long did you take a break?
Or was we broke up.
Oh, you broke up
really badly in at the sort of the end of '89, start of 1990. All sorts of management issues and a split down the middle, and we were in LA when it happened. And it was
then you made disaster. Up later on, yeah. Anyway, did you?
We made up, yeah. I rang everybody and got them in for a big piss up in a pub in Dublin, and everybody buried the hatchet 3 years later, yeah, in 2004.
That's a good ending, isn't it?
And then three of us, Jack, Leslie, and myself, decided we wanted to do some gigs. The rest of them were sort of, I've gone past that, I'm not doing that anymore, you know. So we brought in a few other musicians. I mean, there was always a constant seven in the band, but there were so many different players in Intuanua over the years. We had three different violinists, we had two different pipers, you know. We changed bass player a few times. So, you know, it was one of those movable feasts. So you've got the rhythm section and the singer, which is the main thing, you know. And
Chrissie Hynde of the Pretenders, you know, they've been going like 35 years. And she's out now with her first solo album. In that time, she never actually had a solo album before.
Amazing.
Always with the band. You're pretty much in that situation now as well, aren't you? Because you're now.
Oh, well, compare me to Chrissie Hynde. That's a compliment.
You don't look like her, Paul.
I could sing like her.
You've got a new album out now. It is called
Cruel and Tender Ways.
Okay. Is it anything to do with the past issues you had with Intuanua, or is it completely different?
No. You know, I've been writing songs all my life. I wrote most of the songs for the last two albums for Intuanua. Myself and Martin Clancy co-wrote every song for the last album. So I was always writing songs for Leslie, and then after that, you know, writing songs for different bands I was in. And I was a sort of a drumming singer for a while with the Texas Kellys, but I suppose, and I managed a few younger bands, Von Shakes, Capitals. So I was promoting everyone, you know.
Forgetting about yourself, putting yourself
and doing
in
a lot
the,
of
yeah.
production, producing a lot of records. And then eventually I said, it's time to just
do your own thing.
Collect all the songs together, do it yourself, promote yourself. So
it's a bit like deja vu in the studio here today. Sarge is back. He was here last week. Sarge, I've a short-term memory loss. I can't even remember who you were with last week.
Audio Kiss.
Sarge and Johnny Daly here is with me as well. They were in last week with Jack Dublin, the bass player from Intuanua. He has a project called Audio Kiss.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
You were a drummer anyway. That's your main field of expertise.
Main instrument, yeah.
Who did you admire as a drummer when you were growing up? John Bonham, that kind of drumming?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Bonham and Pace were the two that inspired me. Mind you, I love Ringo and Charlie Watts too, you know.
Any problems with the back? Any vertebrae issues like Phil Collins there? He's had to chuck it all in drumming. He can't.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
well,
yeah, we smashed vertebrae in his back there. He can't drum.
I had back problems in the middle of the 80s, but that was from, you know, you'd be travelling all over Europe in a high ace with low back seats, you know, and then gigging that night and then travelling for another 8 hours the next day. So I ended up a bit stooped and maybe doing 10-hour rehearsals stooped over a kit. But I got into the Alexander technique and that cured me, and then I got big into horse riding as well, which really sorted out my whole posture. It's a posture thing, I think, that eventually does it. You
yeah,
know?
Look, I mean, I was talking to a physiotherapist recently, so a good friend of mine, and she was saying that like 90% of people that come and see her now are people with posture issues, you know, neck, back, it's
bent
all that
computers
now.
Computers all day.
I don't think our human bodies were meant for stuff like that, sitting in a car, pulling the gears, pressing on the accelerator.
It's like evolution in reverse, you know.
Exactly. Right, listen, we could talk all night. What are you going to do for us first? What's the first song you're going to do?
Going to do a song called Only You.
Okay, great. Only You, and from the... Well, we call you a legend, Paul, because that's what you are. You were in Intuanua. And,
I'm a ledge.
Yeah, you're a ledge.
I want to be songs, I'm a ledge.
Okay. Only You, Radio Nova. Locals only. Yeah.
two, three, four. Things keep changing, I don't ask why. You're tangled up in knots I can't untie. When you're blue, the birds start falling from the sky. I get trapped inside the sound of their cry. Banging on my door. Feels like we've been here since 1984. You think you found someone, but soon it turns to war. Busted promises, well, who's keeping score?
Radio Nova, locals only, Paul Byrne, best known for his work with the band Intuanua. He's here in studio with me. Paul, you're busy in October with gigs. You've one coming up in the Grand Social October 16th, that's right, isn't it, on a Thursday
this
night?
This Thursday I'm playing the Grand Social,
And
with a seven-piece band, and we'll have Shelley Book's band supporting us, and hopefully she'll get up and do a duet. I did a duet on the record with Brona Gallagher, you know Brona from The Commitments? Brona did her record in my studio, Phonic Studios, which I run with Connor Brady. Myself and Connor made this record together, and himself and Brona made her record together. Connor seems to make a lot of records with a lot of people. So Brona can't do the gig on Thursday, and so Shelley, who actually does a lot of backing vocals for Brona, is going to come along and do the female part on
Great.
That particular song.
Then there is the Nova gig on the... It's in November, isn't it?
So it's the Intuanua gig on November the 16th.
November 16th at the Olympia.
It's a friend of mine, Keith Garrity from Friends of Emmett, put it
They've
together.
They've been in here, a few times.
Keith is a bit of an activist when it comes to mental health, you know, and he put the whole show together. He got in touch with me, and I suppose once he got Intuanua on board, then he was able to get other bands on board, and it always starts with getting.
Yeah, sure. Their song "Coming Apart" was written for some guy who had tried to throw himself off the Brooklyn Bridge, survived it. He was incredible.
So that's going to be a great night. It's going to be. I mean, Friends of Amateur are sort of current band, but I mean, most of the bands on the night are either from the 80s or the early 90s, so it's going to be really
Have we a lineup for the night? Or can you mention a few of the bands on? Or you said Blink, is that right? Or Blink?
Yeah, Blink are playing, yeah. Picture House.
Cactus World News.
Well, Frank from Cactus World News is going to sit. Between each band, they're going to have somebody from one of the other bands come out in front of the curtain with an acoustic and do a couple of songs to give us time to set up the next band backstage. So,
okay, good.
We've got Nikki Kelly from Fat Lady Sings. We'll hopefully do Arclight. And, you know, it's going to be a great night.
All the well-known ones. All right, we're going to hear another song from you. And this is from, an EP, an album? Is this from the album itself?
From the album, from Cruel and Tender Ways. Yeah, this is the more of the rockier end of the album. And this is Pat Courtney's favourite track on the album.
Okay, Give Me Something, Paul Byrne, Radio Nova. Radio Nova. Locals only, Paul Byrne and Give Me Something. Paul, that is from the new album, which is called?
Cruel and Tender Ways.
And it's out now?
And it's out, yeah.
Where can you get it?
You can get it in HMV and, or not HMV rather, you can get it in Tower Records and a lot of the smaller indie shops around Dublin, and it's on iTunes.
Great, okay.
And you can also actually download it for free if you want on noisetrade.com.
On what is it?
Noisetrade.com, you can get it for free, you just have to give your email address.
Okay, so you just go on to Noistrade.
Noistrade.com,
and you can get the
album.
Fantastic.
So and that way I get the email addresses and I can put people on my newsletter.
You can hound us all, yeah? Okay, so remember, it's the Grand Social October 16th. That's this Thursday. Yeah. And then it is then for Pieta House. All proceeds will go to them at the Olympia on November
16th.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we look forward to that. I'll probably drop in for that as well.
Great.
Tickets are available on Ticketmaster, are they, right now?
Both gigs on Ticketmaster.ie, yeah.
Okay, well, listen.
All the information's on my website as well, paulburnmusic.com.
Super.
And my Facebook is Paul Byrne Music, and my Twitter is Music Byrne Paul.
Great. The other one was taken. Somebody else had taken
exactly.
It.
Right? Yeah. Too many Burns.
Too many Paul Burns. Okay, so we're going to finish off with an Intua Nua track. Which one do you want to hear? Well, which one do we play?
Go for Seven Into the Sea.
And this is the one where you do a drum solo, isn't it, Intua?
Well, there's a big drum intro on it. And
let's whack it on here.
It's
on
the crack the first of all.
Let's play it, Nova. Radio Nova, locals only. Before we head out of here, if you want to come on the show, if you're a band or singer and you'd like to play us your music, we'd love to have you on. You have to do a live song, and you can also play one of your album tracks as well. Send my producer an email. It's annie@nova.ie. Now, Steve Downes is standing by. He's on ready with the classics coming up. He's celebrating the year of 1981. Remember, I Love Rock and Roll from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Start Me Up from the Rolling Stones and Mick Jagger. It's all on the way after 7 here on Nova.
Locals only with John Bowe.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday evening.
Radio Nova.